We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's just the arrogant, the organization, everybody, America's team. Right now they're not winning right now. So, I mean, let's see how many people jump off their bandwagon and stay with them.
Jason Peters a little while ago.
Well,
yeah. Ben, let me hear it again, because it was in case people missed the beginning of it. Because when he goes, they're not winning right now. That's where I kind of half cringed and been like,
I cringed through that whole thing.
But him talking about America's team and the arrogance of it, it's like, all right, you know, I get it. But let's hear it again. Here it is.
It's just the arrogance, the organization, everybody, America's team. Right now, they're not winning right now. So, I mean, let's see how many people jump off their bandwagon and stay with them.
There you go, JP. What do you think, Ike?
Well, because it's the bodyguard.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say it's not smart, right?
Well, no, not that it's not smart. We all know that it wasn't smart. But, he's going to have to go out there and back it up. Certainly not going to be afraid to go out there and back it up, but he's going to have to go out there and back it up. And if he has DeMarcus Lawrence lined up in front of him, you know, here's my thing. You know, and Jason Kelce was on with Angelo in the morning, and he did his whole cowboy thing too. And let's go out on the field and win the game and then do the talking afterwards.
See, here's
let's not get into a war of words, you know. Don't get caught up in the moment of you winning a game 2 weeks ago in London and the Cowboys losing Monday night. Like, don't get caught up in that moment and not respect your opponent and not respect the fact that they can come out there Sunday and beat you. And not forget the fact that you haven't put together consecutive games. Like, Jason's been around long enough to know media tricks and questions that you can evade and how to answer a question without saying anything. But he wanted to say what he said. I think Jason wanted to say what he said because they're starting to feel themselves a little bit. Now, here's two things to that, right? You could have a false sense of bravado going on right now because you beat Jacksonville. Or you could be getting your mojo back, your swag back.
Well, I hope it's that.
Right? Like, so I'm not going to totally condemn both of them. They're veterans. They know better. So maybe it's that they're trying to put that swagger back out there. Like, yeah, we know we're the better team, and we don't have any fear of talking this way as if there's going to be some sort of repercussions for what we're saying right now.
I don't want to give anybody any
I'm with you.
Further motivation.
I'm with you. You did enough of that by guaranteeing a lock. If the Cowboy players are listening to the show the other day.
I don't think they are.
You did enough.
But it's one thing if it's Jason Peters, Hall of Fame level playing Jason Peters.
Right.
It's another if it's my biceps sewn on with some thread,
right.
Jason Peters. Against, right. By the way, some really good pass rushers,
yes.
On the Cowboys.
Yes.
All right. So we're talking about the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry, and if it's overblown, and depending on who we're talking to, if we're talking to somebody that's my dad's age or even my age in the early 40s, I remember the Cowboys, the Super Bowl Cowboys, winning three in the 90s. I remember Randy White and those annoying Cowboys in the 80s who didn't win, but they still won more than the Eagles.
Right.
Right? I remember them being terrible since then, but the Cowboys rivalry to me has always been the chief rival of the city of Philadelphia. Is it the best rivalry? I'm not going to say it's the best rivalry. I think there's some other rivalries you could say are better rivalries. But as far as magnitude and just being big, it's easily the Cowboys and the Eagles. Now, some people on Twitter, we asked, is the rivalry overblown? Is it the same as it used to be? 60% say yes, it's always enormous, but 40% say no. The rivalry indeed is overblown. What do you think? 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Casey in West Philly, is this rivalry overblown in 2018?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
How y'all doing?
What up, Casey?
All right.
You know me. I got libation in hand, as usual.
You know what I mean?
This rivalry will never be overblown. Uh-oh. Never.
Tell them.
Eagles and Dallas, okay? Reason being, because all these years we have not had a Super Bowl. Dallas fans, more so Dallas fans from Philly. That's why it will never be overblown. All right? If you ask the players, it ain't so. But the Dallas fans in Philly will always at each other next, because they have always had five Super Bowls in the Super Bowl era. Even when they were garbage, they always had that over us. We got five Super Bowls. And what? We couldn't say anything. They had five Super Bowls.
Yep.
No matter what, they always had that over us. So now we got a Super Bowl. It's our turn to rub it in their face. It's our turn now. It's our turn. So this thing will never, ever, 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 it will never be overblown. So, hey, look, at one point I couldn't stand the Giants. Actually, I still can't stand the Giants. And at a point I was like, all right, the Giants are starting to get on my nerves. They're starting to get on my nerves. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, Dallas and the Eagles will always be the top rival, or at least for the Eagles fans. It will always be priority number one. Until we get four more Super Bowls to match theirs, it will always be the number one rivalry. I don't care what you say. I don't care who comes in. I don't care what kind of game we have against the Giants. I don't care what kind of games we start having against the Redskins. Dallas and the Eagles will always be top rival here in Philly.
All right, there he is. KC in West Philly.
With the libations.
Yeah, it sounded like he was libationed up right there. All right, so from your perspective, you've
5
got,
o'clock somewhere.
You've been here 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You've been here 20 years. From your 20 years here, the Cowboys haven't done anything.
Squad douche.
Right?
Right.
They've done next to nothing. So
yep,
for
won two playoff games.
For somebody that's almost impossible to do.
Right.
Two playoff games. For somebody that's in their 20s or in their even their early 30s, I don't think it's as easy for them to have that hatred that maybe I have or some of our older listeners have. Mm-hmm. So that's why we want to hear from everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.